you. And just for the record, we say Louisville.
What did I say?
First of all, I don't have any relations to disclose. Secondly, I'm not Haritha Palam. She was the principal investigator of this study, and she wasn't able to be here today, but I agreed to make the presentation. But I have her email address if anyone's interested, and if you give me your card, I'll pass that along to her if you have any questions. So social networking, it can be defined as an association of people drawn together by family, work, or a hobby. The term was first coined by A.J. Barnes in the 1950s. More currently on the web, we know of social networking sites such as Facebook, etc., that has expanded the concept to include a company's customers, university alums, politicians, constituents, or any number of things. But today, we'll be talking about social networks that are defined by patients in a hospital. Conceptualizing a population as a set of individuals linked together to form a social network provides a fruitful perspective for the better understanding of the spread of some infectious diseases. So today I'll be talking about Acinetobacter baumannii, and I'll just repeat a couple of statistics that Monica mentioned, that in terms of the epidemiology of hospital-acquired infections, the estimated number of these per year is approximately 2 million in the United States, and mortality is estimated to be 100,000 fatalities per year. This is from WHO. In terms of Acinetobacter, the species was first identified in 1911. It lives in water and soil. It can remain on surfaces for a long period of time, several days, up to several days. Surfaces such as cell phones, keypads, and hospital equipment, which then act as fomites, passing and spreading the infection. So this current outbreak investigation was conducted in an LTAC hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. LTACs occupy a niche that was created in the 1980s with the development and, of DRGs, and patients at LTACs are typically catastrophically and have several comorbidities and are very ill. They're too sick, clearly, to go home. They're too sick to go to a nursing home. They can't stay in the ICU any longer because that's not an appropriate environment for long-term care of acutely ill patients, so they go to long-term care facilities or LTACs. Let's see. So we can see here that prior to the outbreak, prior to June of 2009, the mean rate was 0.001 cases per bed day of care. And then during the outbreak, which took place between June and October of 2009, that increased by three times to 0.003 cases per bed day. So we undertook the investigation performed by following the CDC 10 steps of outbreak investigation, including establishing the existence of an outbreak, verifying that, identifying cases, et cetera, all the way through to looking at our hypothesis and implementing and assessing control measures. So we used a novel methodology to determine the significance of patient dynamics and the increased possibility of exposure to infections in the evaluation of the patient environment in the hospital during an outbreak of multi-drug resistant and extreme drug resistant A. baumannii. In terms of our methodology, we used a couple of different types of software, QI macros to identify the outbreak, so that was what generated our epidemiological curve, and then USINET and NetDraw, which is a social network analysis software that you can look it up on the web and check out a 60-day free demo. If you just Google USINET and social network analysis, that was developed by a colleague at an institution near ours. And it's in tandem with NetDraw, geographically representing the data. This is far too small to see, but this is the data that was generated. And to increase the likelihood of finding and determining the dynamics of the organism, we use the social network analysis to examine in-degree and out-degree nodes to explain structural relationships. So this slide shows the dynamic movement of Abomani in infected patients in the hospital setting between the time of June and October of 2009, or until the end of their stay in the facility. So the analysis indicated that the movement leads to spread of the pathogenic organism to various different wards and subsequent patients admitted. So we can see here for the vast majority of patients went to more than one room, and the vast majority of rooms had more than one patient housed in that room. This particular slide shows the in-degree nodes, that is, how many patients, infected patients, were housed in and out of different rooms. So everyone in the 200 sequence, which is in the upper left quadrant, were in ICUs, whereas those in the 300 sequence, which is in the upper right, were in skilled nursing facility within the LTAC. Everything else, the other rooms are general rooms where patients were housed for rehab or such. This particular slide shows the out degree, or how many rooms that one patient was shifted to within their stay at the facility. These are all the cases that we had in our study. Those one or two who were in one room either died or were discharged. So we can see that there were a large number of patients that are a large number of rooms that, large number of patients that were in several different rooms over the course of the outbreak. So we wanted to see the mobility and network of patients and saw a dynamic flow, which gave us food for thought, so to speak. So in the future, what we'd like to do is conduct case control studies for social network analysis with environmental cultures. We'd like to compare cases versus patients without Abomani with a higher sample size for more power. And what took place after this was the implementation of control measures and prevention measures, including contact isolation, contact precautions for all clinical staff, mandatory in-service for staff, monitoring hand hygiene, emphasizing terminal cleanup of patients' rooms, and using Clorox wipes for all non-patient-specific equipment. So thus, data related to Abomani can be used to illustrate the potential usefulness of a network approach in evaluating a disease or a disease outbreak and in developing strategies to limit the spread of an infectious agent transmitted in LTACs. These are my references. And then just an acknowledgement of the people who were involved in the study, Dr. Julio Ramirez, myself, Tim Wyman, Paulette, D. Castelnuovo, Juanita Clay, Karen McCurley, Michelle Hall, and Julie Harding. And just a light note for the end, in these days of emerging infections, a curtain just isn't going to cut it. So thank you for your attention.